Uber announced today that it's cutting another 3,000 jobs and closing 45 offices. The company has slashed about a quarter of its workforce in less than a month. But some big tech companies in Silicon Valley are hiring. In fact, these are pretty good days to be in the market for a mid-level, white-collar job in web development and tech support. Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports.
Shirley Dang was laid off in April when the Palo Alto-based financial startup Earnin gutted its marketing department.
Stable is like a relative term.
Dang would prefer to work for a bigger company. She owns a house in Hayward in the San Francisco Bay Area with her fiancé, and he's still working, but the mortgage could become a concern in about 6 months.
A lot of good companies that I might want to work for or envision myself with are holding off on hiring right now. So I know like across the board, like tech companies have hiring freezes unless it's a very technical role where it's like an engineering or developer.
The numbers back up Dang's assessment on hiring. Experts say this economic downturn favors giants with the cash reserves to wait out a revenue drop or pivot to areas with more potential for profit. So, for instance, Facebook, which has said it plans to hire 10,000 people this year, wants a bigger piece of the online video market, which is exploding while most of us are stuck at home because of the pandemic. Now, Silicon Valley employers often split their payroll between full-time employees with benefits and contractors, which is why it makes sense to check in with Hayden Brown, chief of Upwork, an employment platform that matches white-collar gig workers with businesses.
And so we're seeing a lot of activity around web development, around video production. Technical support is a big one. So there's a lot of activity where people are, you know, trying to deploy, install, and maintain technical systems for their business.
But there are skeptics who worry that what we're witnessing in Silicon Valley is a temporary uptick before bad times settle in.
Yeah, it certainly seems like an odd time to try purposely to hire new people. Why? Why not just wait?
Rachel Massaro directs research at the Silicon Valley Institute for Regional Studies at the nonprofit Joint Venture Silicon Valley.
It's possible that a lot of these data points, a lot of the indicators that we're looking at will have a lag time. And in a few months, we'll get a better understanding of the influence of the crisis.
Right now, those Silicon Valley companies on the downswing, like Airbnb, getting a quarter of its workforce this month, are taking a hit because what they do is directly hurt by the pandemic. But as the economy as a whole collapses into recession, the current winners in tech may not be able to sail above the fray for long. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Miro.
And meanwhile, there's some more tech news to note. Apple is putting some of its employees back to work. The company announced that it's planning to reopen 25 stores in the U.S. this week. Florida, Oklahoma, Hawaii, and Colorado will allow Apple customers into the stores, while Apple stores in California and Washington will allow for curbside pickup only. Around the world, nearly 100 Apple stores started opening up as of yesterday. Apple says it's taking steps to keep workers and customers safe, including limiting how many people can enter, requiring face coverings for employees and customers, and Apple will also require temperature checks at the door and conduct regular deep cleanings of all surfaces. The new normal.